Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Indeed it does, as we welcome Rachel to the show. Hello.
Hi. So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My husband, Andrew.
Okay. So you used a phrase in your email that we have heard many times before on War of the Roses, women's intuition, that gut feeling, so to speak. So what's going on with your husband?
Yeah, he just isn't acting like himself lately. You mean he's like just distant? Or, I don't know, I guess a better way to say it, he's just really acting unplugged from our relationship.
Okay, so he's acting differently. Has he given you any clues that maybe there's somebody else?
I mean, not obvious ones, but one thing he has started doing is that when he goes to take a shower, he will take his phone into the bathroom with him. And I just think that's weird. But it's not just that. It seems like he always wants his phone to be with him. Like, he's afraid of leaving it around me when I'm by myself.
Uh-huh. It's almost like he's afraid maybe, like, he's going to get a message or a call and you're going to see it.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Okay. I mean, I don't have a history of going through his phone, but...
Let's run a little War of the Roses on him here. Let's see what he does. We're going to offer Andrew a free dozen roses so that he can send them to anyone he wants. And then you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Great.
All right, before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, well, we can't proceed here until you either give us a definite yes or no.
Yes.
Starting at random. Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Andrew, please.
This is Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that every month we draw names from our Visa database, and those people win little prizes as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners.
All right. That's awesome. You said you were calling with who?
I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program.
Okay. Because, yeah, I do have a Visa, but, like, I just hardly ever use it. Like, I don't even honestly know when the last time I used that card was.
Well, it's just a random drawing, so even if you're not spending a lot every month on that card, you're still going to qualify.
Okay. So what did I win, like a trip or something?
Well, unfortunately, it's nothing big like that. We'd like to give out smaller prizes so we can reward more people, but you did win something really nice, though, I promise. This month's prize is a beautiful flower arrangement of a dozen red roses, and we could send them directly to you, or if you want, we could send them as a gift to someone on your behalf. We've discovered that a lot of the guys who win, they don't really want flowers sent to them, so they ask us to send them to their wife or their girlfriend instead. So with your flowers, would you like us to send them to you or somebody else as a gift from you?
Okay. So that could work, actually. Let's just send them to somebody else.
Okay, so I just need a first and last name of the person we're sending them to.
Okay, the first name is Michelle. And the last name is...
Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card. And we could print any message that you want on it, as long as it's under 180 characters. So what would you like the card to say?
Just put down, like, you deserve better. Remember, I'm here if you want to talk.
Oh, my God. I am so stupid. Is this why you wanted to take our daughter to gymnastics?
Oh, snap! I'm sorry. Are you talking?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, Andrew, let me jump in here and help you out. This is actually not the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Your wife actually asked us to put you to this little test to see who you would send roses to. I think she kind of hoped you would pick her. So who is Michelle?
Michelle is one of my friends who we just found out is getting a divorce. Her daughter's in the same gymnastics class as ours. God, I should have seen this coming. I'm so stupid.
So you know her from gymnastics class then?
I'm the one who normally takes our daughter to gymnastics every week. But like 3 weeks ago, I couldn't. So I asked him to do it. And then the following week, I'm getting ready. And he's like, oh, hey, why don't you let me take her again? You stay home and relax. I'm like, oh, that's great. But now he's been taking every time. Now I get it. Okay, so you've been talking to Michelle, who, by the way, is my friend.
Okay, look, like, first of all, I only offered to take her because it was your one day off. So I thought, you know, you could stay home and relax. And second, I sent her those flowers because I felt like I genuinely felt bad for her. Okay, those flowers were from both of us.
Yeah, but you didn't sign the card from both of us. You signed it from Andrew.
And what is this? Like, I'm here if you want to talk. Bullshit. You don't need to be talking to any newly divorced women, okay? I don't think you get how they think.
What do you want? Like, what do you want me to do? You want me to be like a complete jerk to her next time I see her?
No, but at least you can say, hey, I'm really sorry, and let me know if there's anything my wife can help with.
All right, well, next week I'll just like completely blow her off and just stop being a nice guy, huh? Totally got it.
Yeah, it's not like that. You don't get it. Divorced women are looking for nice guys. That's what they go after. And by the way, don't even worry about next week because you're not taking our daughter to gymnastics anymore. I got it.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.